You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, once again, we are with social media marketing educator Sabrina Kizzy, a digital marketing specialist and blogger who pens the popular SabrinaOnFood.com blog, in addition to studying for her PhD. Instagram has become a hot location for restaurants to promote their amazing dishes and restaurants online. Sabrina Kizzy is here with us today to talk about the best practices for restaurants who are on Instagram. Sabrina, always great to have you, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I look forward to speaking to you about this topic.
It is a fun topic as well, and I would be a little surprised that restaurants aren't tapping in to Instagram. So how are restaurants that are on Instagram using it and attracting diners?
Great question. The restaurants that do well on Instagram let their products sell themselves. Chefs who share photos of food have an extremely high appeal to Instagram users. High-quality images and hashtags such as food pics and foodie are in great ingredients really make it work. So those chefs that really showcase their work with really exciting photos, using those customized hashtags, and really just highlighting the ingredients that they use in the recipes that they make really do well on Instagram.
And what other stories can one share through photos that give followers a better understanding of their restaurant?
People are really fascinated with what happens behind the scenes. So sharing a shot of employees prepping for the day and putting together favorite dishes is one way to do that. I just earlier this year happened to be in San Diego, and a friend recommended a restaurant in San Diego called Kettler Exchange, and I had the great opportunity to meet with Chef Brian, and he actually let me go behind the scenes in his kitchen and interview him. I live streamed the event, actually interviewing him, the chef, and his people putting and preparing the food, and I have to say I received a lot of engagement through the live streaming because people were able to see a very popular restaurant in San Diego and see behind the scenes and actually see the chef. So that's exciting for viewers because people want to know the story behind a restaurant, a little bit about the chef, and what ingredients are made and used in the recipe.
How can someone unveil a new dish or item? What's your take on that? What's the advice there?
Instagram is a great place to really showcase seasonal dishes exclusively to your followers. You can post photos of ingredients to really build suspense in the days leading up to the big reveal. And in addition to that, what you can really do is post pairings of popular drinks or beers that might suit well or mix well with that new dish.
Today we're joined by social media marketing educator Sabrina Kizzy, a digital marketing specialist and blogger who pens the popular SabrinaOnFood.com blog here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Sabrina, are contests effective on Instagram from your experience? And what's an example of a contest that a brand could participate in?
Absolutely. Contests are extremely effective on Instagram. Contests are a fantastic way to really drive engagement. You can ask followers to participate in a photo caption contest or tell them what's their favorite menu item and why. And then you offer the winner a free meal or a gift card. A lot of companies and restaurants have done this successfully. They create a customized hashtag, and they ask people to post photos of the food, and that they've been very, very successful. And by offering a free meal or a gift card, that's a wonderful incentive for customers.
And I'm not even in the restaurant business, obviously, but anytime I see great food photos on Instagram, it definitely works without a question. How else should restaurants, in conclusion, be using Instagram to grow and attract business?
Eric, that's a great question. Recently, I was looking at statistics. According to the National Restaurant Association 2015 Restaurant Industry Forecast, they say that 50% of both casual dining and fine dining operators, as well as 40% of family dining operators, said that they plan to devote more resources towards social media marketing. So restaurant owners realize the value of being part of and being engaged in social media and having their followers, you know, engaged with them on social media. So what I would suggest is that companies and brands and restaurants monitor for likes and comments. Don't forget to engage your followers. So when you see someone, I just recently posted, you know, a dish that I had at a restaurant, and immediately afterwards, the restaurant liked it and put a comment on it. And I would even suggest them to say, you know what, you might even suggest putting a review on Yelp to even expand, you know, not only people seeing it on your Instagram feed, but for a wider audience. And again, just to go back to, you should also create, you know, a unique hashtag and really reshare those photos with your followers. So it's a great opportunity for restaurants to really take advantage of this platform and showcase all their wonderful restaurants and meals and unique recipes and food.
Another great bit of advice shared by Sabrina Kizzy today. We really appreciate it. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about you accordingly, and how can folks be in touch as well.
Definitely. Well, you can find me on my website. That's socialmediaglamour.com. And I would love for you to follow me on my food blog, which is sabrinaonfood.com. You could also follow me on all my social media platforms. It's Sabrina on Road.
As always, Sabrina, great to have you. And thanks for your time once again spent with us on Enterprise Radio. And you have a great evening.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you for this opportunity.
And you're always welcome. We certainly benefit from it. We've been speaking with social media marketing educator Sabrina Kizzy, a digital marketing specialist and blogger who pens the popular SabrinaOnFood.com blog. And for more information and for contact, visit SocialMediaGlamour.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.